Hey, everybody, we are off for Thanksgiving, but we would never want to leave you without some sweet, sweet content. So please enjoy a part of our subscription show, Terminally Online, which we recorded live at CrookedCon. You can hear the full episode when you sign up for Friends of the Pod at crooked.com/friends. When you sign up, you get ad-free episodes of Pod Save America, Pod Save the World, Love It or Leave It, and Offline. Plus, you get exclusive content like Dan Fright vs. Polar Coaster and more for a limited Black Friday offer. Annual subscriptions are 25% off, so go sign up, get that offer. It is the best way to directly support us as we try to build a truly independent, progressive media organization. Again, that's crooked.com/friends. Now here's Terminally Online.
Welcome to Terminally Online, the Crooked subscription show, live from CrookedCon! I'm Elijah Cohn.
I'm Jon Favreau.
I'm Dan Pfeiffer.
I'm Tommy Vietor.
I'm John Lovett.
No Barack Obama coming out.
No Barack Obama. All right, you guys want to play a game?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's do it. We're going to do a blind rankings. If you're unfamiliar with how blind rankings work, I'm going to give you five things. You'll have to rank them as they come, but you don't know what's coming next, so be careful to leave that one or five spot open. What we are going to be ranking is the most online politicians of 2025.
I have some questions. And for those who watch the show or are familiar with Elijah's work, you know that he often hasn't thought of all the rules here. So
let's hash it out.
Are we each ranking them, or are we ranking them collectively?
Consensus.
Okay.
I was going to ask that, but in a nicer way.
Kind of the theme of the con.
Yeah. Look. Some of these people are Terminally Online fans, and Elijah told me himself, he said, one of the appeals of the show is when we pick on him.
That is true.
People came all the way from all across the country, and we're not going to pick on Elijah.
Watch Elijah get bullied in person.
Yeah. Let it begin.
We got 38 minutes.
I think it's a killer segment. I think that you guys are going to love it.
Okay. We'll let the audience judge.
All right. First politician, kind of the pace car here, President Donald J. Trump, the old man. May have lost a couple miles per hour, but he's still got his fastball. Throwing out all caps truths. Posting AI videos, dumping shit on Harry Sisson, which is just like a deeply online thing to know who that is.
Instant classic.
Are we docking points for only posting on his dumb little tiny corner of the internet?
You can slice that either way. I mean, he's so online, he like got banned and did
he made his own
platforms.
Yeah.
And are we 1 to 5 here? Is that what it is?
No, I mean, you're putting him in a 1 to 5 spot.
I understand how the game works. Are there five people?
Well, I'm saying you're not like ranking him, like a rating of one.
Get his ass, Dan.
I just want to know how many people.
I feel like we can't go wrong with a 3, but yeah. Do we want a 2, though?
I think a 2.
I mean, that's a lot of people left.
Love it.
I don't want to get too ahead of Elijah, but, we've battled before, and I've studied his moves. So we know we have J.D. Vance coming. We're
right.
Going to leave the number one
That's
spot
what I was thinking.
Open. There's another super online person that we need to be aware of. I think 3 is right. So I think we get to deduct points for Trump because he is super online, but only in his little sandbox.
Yeah.
He's almost like, remember in The Office when they gave Creed a Word document to write into? Like that's basically what he's doing now.
And also to the J.D. Vance point, like you can't be the most online politician if all you're doing is posting without replying to anyone.
Right.
Right.
There's been no Trump reply.
That's a good point.
To anyone this year.
No receiving.
Which makes that's why I'm
two
saying,
or three.
That's why I'm like...
Before we commit to three...
Or two.
Before we commit to 2 or 3, would you say that Gavin Newsom is more online than Donald Trump?
Yeah, it's a staff thing for him.
You think it's a staff?
Wait a minute. Do you think when he's
J.D.
posting
Vance
from his
one.
Account... Gavin. Like, obviously there's the Gavin Newsom press office account that's wild. But like... I feel like Newsom himself is posting from him sometimes, no?
Well, I also think he's deeply familiar with the online discourse.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 3 is right.
3 for Trump?
3.
Yeah.
All right. Donald Trump, he's the pace card. We'll start at 3. Okay. Next politician, Zoran Mamdani. A lot of ink has been spilled about how he gets it. It's a new kind of campaign, the best digital campaign ever run. Clearly, he gets it. If you've seen his old posts, like, they're pretty peak lib posting.
You know who we forgot? Graham Platner.
He's on my honorable mentions, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, Reddit is a platform.
He's a boy. If you're a Reddit poster, you're deeply online.
He's an inspirational story of what you can do after being too online.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He could be on the list. Because wait a minute, this Zoran's really like an online is like it's like a sickness.
We're doing 2025, right? This is just not like all time. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I think
if you know if we were going to work Graham Platner into this, it's, you know, your scandal's coming to light year.
Right, so you're right. That's an important point. He's not online now. He's like, you can't be online. There's no single out there with the oysters. I don't think. I don't know where they come from. I'm not an oyster farmer. I guess close to land. So I think Zoran seems too well-adjusted, and he's instinctively not defensive, which is a fundamentally not online thing. I would say 4 or 5.
Totally.
Yeah, because he's also not replying either.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I think he, like Gavin, he's very familiar with the discourse, but he's not a poster.
Are we comfortable? What do we think, 4 or 5?
I think 4 in case 5 is like Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think there's going to be... I think we've got one person whose iPhone screen text is so large, you can only see a few words at a time. Present company accepted.
How many different places are you going to go after Chuck Schumer today?
this is my last panel.
Last night, today.
I've hit it at every panel and in every interview.
So where
it's
do we
my
land?
Message of the day.
Where do we land? 4 or 5?
4.
4. 4. 4.
All right, so Donald Trump 3, Zoran Mondani 4. Next up, here's the curveball one. All right. Nancy Mace.
Oh.
Nancy Mace, a person who is deeply online in a way that's kind of uncomfortable to talk about. It's kind of just an excuse to talk about the Charleston airport thing. Does anyone want to try to explain what's going on there?
Can I say something embarrassing?
Sure.
I have no idea what the Charleston airport thing
is. Oh, dude.
No.
What?
Are you okay?
How dare you? That's a lie. You're lying.
What are you talking about?
It's been a busy week.
Oh, man.
And
it's good stuff.
I've been trying to just do a lot of... I've just been deep in the precinct county swing.
Why?
You have been posting like a motherfucker the whole time.
Yeah. Not about Nancy Mace.
You use your phone at the urinal. There surely was time...
I've seen you at the urinal use your phone.
Let's not. What are you guys trying to tell us? So Nancy Mace showed up at the Charleston airport, had some sort of police escort that was either delayed or like expected her to show up in a different car than the one she arrived in, and she berated these cops. And then it became a story. I think a reporter at Wired reported it out and was like fired 4 days later because the HR guy had... Condé Nast is a huge asshole.
Different online story.
But different online story. But we're connecting the dots. And then she posted a video about it, about how disappointed she was in the police. And like every politician, Republican and Democrat in South Carolina, basically weighed in to say she's a moron.
So the gubernatorial race is going well.
Going great.
Tim Scott put out a statement.
Chris Acevedo posted about it.
Tim Scott, yeah.
Tim Scott put out a statement basically saying, I'm always nice to the police. If you're going to invoke my name, don't pretend I won't say anything.
Did she invoke his name?
She said, like, you're always nicer to Tim Scott, something like that. Or Tim Scott, it would never happen to Tim Scott, something to that effect. And he's like, actually, I'm always quite kind to these police officers who work very hard and do a good job. So, and the closest thing, he doesn't curse, but he basically said, you can go fuck yourself.
She's really going through something, huh?
Yeah.
There are some bipartisan letters. Lindsey Graham also made a statement that are just like, hey, we really like the staff at the Charleston airport. she's posted about it hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Real Streisand effect.
I think she's got to be two.
I think it's two.
That's why we left
two
open. That was the right call.
Even also, like, she as a person kind of seems to capture the essence of the personality disorder of the internet. Like, if the internet had a personality disorder, it would be the same thing that whatever Nancy Mace is walking around with, I think.
Yeah, it's real main character energy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, even this conversation has the meta energy of like, well, we're laughing about it, but this feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Really think
She's
about it.
She's going through it.
Okay, next up. I don't know about y'all's
rankings. So we have 5 and 1. We only have 5 and 1.
Yeah,
is that right?
5 and 1. So it's 2 Nancy Mace, 3 Donald J. Trump, and 4 Zoran Mondani. Next up, Gavin Newsom. I don't like y'all's list where you got to slot him at 1 or 5.
I just think, like, to John's point earlier, it's a staff that's posting the fun stuff. Gavin's tweets are normal.
I think it's fair to say that Gavin is less online than Zoran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Evan couldn't name a bunch of TikTok influencers.
No.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, we're biased toward we're talking a lot of Twitter right now. And like Soren is doing like videos all over the place.
That's an analytical error of our agedness. Yeah.
Which makes me feel better about
because we're old.
Newsom is five then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have Newsom is five. Okay. Better be a good one.
No, I mean y'all know who's coming. There's a clear number one.
Let's hear it.
JD Vance.
There we go. I thought you were going to screw us there.
Number one.
You were going to just withhold.
Got to change it right there.
Vance.
Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. America's number one poster. America's number one reply guy, unless it's an actual Nazi talking shit about his wife and kids. In which case, zip it.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Dipshit.
Were you calling John that?
I am a dipshit.
I think if,
just a reference.
If you're the vice president of the United States and you call John Favreau a dipshit on a social media platform, you're automatically number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's and that's fair.
All right, so our list. Number one, J.D. Vance. Number two, Nancy Mace. Number three, Donald J. Trump. Number four, Zoran Mamdani. Number five, Gavin Newsom.
I think we
feel pretty good
about that. I think we did great. I think we did great.
Nailed that.
I think that's actually a pretty close to right.
This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon makes high-protein, zero-sugar cereal and treats reinvented from your childhood, the nostalgia. I love Magic Spoon.
Me too.
It is delicious. Honestly, every flavor is great. I mean, I'm a big, like, Frosted fan.
Frosted. The original is great.
Yeah, OG Frosted. But they're
chocolate
all good.
Peanut butter is good.
They're great for breakfast. They're great for a snack. They're great for late at night. Every serving of Magic Spoon's high-protein cereal has 13 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. They come in nostalgic flavors like fruity cocoa and frosted. Magic Spoon's treats, their high-protein treats, are crispy, crunchy, airy, and easy way to get 12 grams of protein on the go. They come in mouth-watering flavors like marshmallow, chocolate peanut butter, and dark chocolate. Both are great on the go, pre or post-workout, or as a midnight snack. Again, I told you, I'm a huge frosted guy. I got some of the treats, though. That sound good. We have some in the kitchen here. I'll go snack some.
I got some of those treats at home. They're great.
Get $5 off your next order at magicspoon.com/crooked or look for Magic Spoon on Amazon or in your nearest grocery store. That's magicspoon.com/crooked for $5 off.
This episode is brought to you by Bombas. This time of year, it's sensory overload everywhere. But one feeling we're still chasing? That's right. It's cozy. And Bombas has the socks, slippers, and basically everything to get you there. There's something wildly therapeutic about fresh socks, and the sock scientists at Bombas have found a way to channel that energy into everything, from slippers with sink-in cushioning to the perfect-fitting ankle sock. And that feeling doesn't stop after one wear. It keeps going. They've got answers for all your gifting questions, too. Like, what do I get my son's new marathon training girlfriend? Obviously, Bombas running socks have sweat-wicking and impact cushioning.
I just got new Bombas. I got the no-show Bombas because I had actually, I've said virtually all my socks are Bombas, and that is true. I had some non-Bombas no-show socks. Guess what? Worn right through the things. Replaced them all with beautiful, well-made Bombas.
I have Bombas socks, but I need some no-shows.
Ah.
Wow, I'm going to get on that.
Some millennial no-show Bombas.
They got new shapes, new styles, fluffy things, suede things, little something for every foot. And if there's one thing Bombas knows, it's feet.
It's they're real freaks for the feet. Real Quentin Tarantino's over there at Bombas HQ.
And we haven't even gotten to the best part yet. For every pair of Bombas you purchase, Bombas donates one on your behalf to someone facing homelessness. So anytime you get something cozy, someone else does too. Head over to bombas.com/crooked and use code crooked for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/crooked, code crooked at checkout. This episode is brought to you by MS Now. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. These words are more than just the opening of the Constitution. They're a reminder of who this country belongs to and what we can be at our best. They're also the cornerstone of MS Now. Whether it's breaking news, exclusive reporting, election coverage, or in-depth analysis, MS Now keeps the people at the heart of everything they do. Home to the Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more voices you know and trust. MS Now is your source for news, opinion, and the world. Their name is new, but you'll find the same commitment to justice, progress, and the truth you've relied on for decades. They'll continue to cover the day's news, ask the tough questions, and explain how it impacts you. Same mission, new name, MS Now. Learn more at ms.now.
Should we go through a couple honorable mentions?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Grand Platner. Thoughts about him already. It's like...
P. Hustle.
He's posting in the past, you know?
I mean, on Reddit.
I mean,
clearly, I think if we were doing this in 2011 or whatever he was posting, he would win.
For sure. Yep.
Also, Reddit, look. The people that are posting over there on Reddit, we need them. We need them because
smart.
Google is broken. ChatGPT hallucinates. Reddit is the place where you go and it's like, is this right? I don't know. But it came up first
from a
and
person.
Was expressed with confidence yeah. by someone who says they're from there. That's Reddit. So
agreed.
All right, next honorable mention, Based Mike Lee.
Oh, that's a good one. He's basically just like J.D. Vance's protege online.
A guy who is constantly getting fooled and posting even harder because of it.
Yeah, I mean, if he was in the original rankings, he would definitely be above Zoran and Gavin.
Yeah.
I think he'd be above Trump.
Yeah.
I think so too.
He also like doesn't, it's not about frequency or volume. It is about like, it's about, he posts with the kind of addled but incorrect energy of someone who's like going to respond to a text with his social security number.
Yeah,
he did that thing where he was like posting those horrible memes after those shootings and was like, what?
But then he got confronted by Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith and then he like deleted it.
Turtled.
Yeah. Tough. All right, next honorable mention. This is a real deep cut. Valentina Gomez.
Oh, man.
Is that the Secretary of State candidate somewhere or something?
Yes, who always posts like...
With guns?
She's got a lot of guns.
Basically.
Are
you guys aware of Valentina Gomez?
This is why we needed multimedia here because we got to put the pictures up.
I'm working with...
Going back to your earlier statement, we'll be better next year. Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's... Oh, boy.
She ran for Secretary of State in Missouri and came in 6 out of 6. Then she has moved to Texas to primary Dan Crenshaw, I believe. And she posts these like insane, like acted out snuff films.
She's the one who went to Israel and cheered the bombs dropping in Gaza, right?
Yes. Okay. She was too bloodthirsty for them to air it.
Oh, God. It was,
yeah.
Okay, wow, that was
a fun late mention there. Yeah.
Way to lighten it up.
So she's a 2028 front runner, huh?
That's right. She is.
Cool.
And then last one, I mean, I just feel like we should throw her out there, AOC.
Oh, yeah.
Again, maybe kind of lost her fastball, like was the online darling, but.
I don't know if it's like lost her fastball or just like was doing more productive things.
I think she was ahead of the game, too.
She did an Instagram Live to drop gossip about Marjorie Taylor.
Yeah, she broke the news. Oh, yeah, that is that's very cool.
When she wants to break the internet, she can break the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
For our outro, we have something special for you all. This is the CrookedCon straw poll.
Oh, yeah.
A straw poll at CrookedCon. The question was for the convention goers, who are you excited to see run in 2028? And I have the results. I'd love to read them to you all right now.
This is big news.
Huge news. There's a big asterisk before, as I'm reading this. We'll get to it at the end.
Wait,
it seems like you're shitting on your own news.
Why don't you... You're going to tell us the asterisk after?
Yes.
Okay.
Anderson Clayton, attendee speaker, and AOC both got 7%.
Of all right. Anderson. Yeah.
Shout out to Anderson.
Wes Moore and Gavin Newsom both got 15%.
Right on.
Andy Beshear clocked in at a solid 22%. And the winner with 31% of the vote was Pete Buttigieg. Do you want to?
Wow. Look at that.
You ready to guess what the.
He should have come to CrookedCon.
What is the asterisk?
There were 13 votes.
How did that happen?
What?
What the fuck?
Now that's
I'm sorry.
A sample. Now that's
you
a sample
showed up
size.
At this conference and none of you voted.
So
we forgot to ask, didn't we?
Well, we you know.
Back to the first question. What could go better next year?
Yeah.
We'll place the QR codes a little more strategically next year. But we want to increase that sample size. Producer Caroline Reston is out in the audience. She has a mic.
Incredible.
We're going to do some real polling, live polling here at CrookedCon to close things up. Don, you're looking a little disapproving, a little apprehensive.
You know what, though? You were right to save the asterisk. Love it.
You nailed the asterisk.
You were right.
You nailed the asterisk.
You were right.
Thank you.
This is the worst poll ever.
After this, I think you should sit down with Love and explain what a punchline is.
Let's get some data. Caroline, are you out there?
Elijah, I am out here.
All right. Woo! Go ahead and raise your hand if you want to share with Caroline who you want to see run in 2028. Who are you excited about seeing run in 2028?
Oh, so stressful. Okay. What's your name and who do you want to run in 2028?
My name is Valerie McGinley, and I would like to see Chris Murphy.
There we go. Right. Chris Murphy on the board.
And many people will say my interview on this stage 1 hour ago launched that candidacy.
There you go.
Okay. Who else? Name and who you want to run.
My name is Zoe. I would love for Andy Beshear to run because he is a Democratic governor in a red state, and I think he has a lot of unifying messages and just a really good outlook on what problems need to be addressed.
Is your last name Beshear?
A lot of Beshear heads here.
I have the raw vote totals. Andy Beshear has officially pulled even with Pete Buttigieg in a great con shuffle. Who's next?
Okay.
Stop the vote.
All right, tell me your name and who you want to see run. I'll pass the mic.
A risky strategy.
Dangerous. That's crazy. My name is Bert. I would like to see AOC and John Ossoff on a joint ticket.
Okay.
Oh.
Either way.
That's cool.
Cool.
AOC doubles her vote total.
All right, name and who.
Hi, I'm Shay. I would like Gretchen Whitmer to run because
Gretchen Whitmer enters the
Big
field.
Gretch.
Yeah,
Gretch,
because I want us to do that song, Big Gretch, like all the time.
Yeah,
good as reason as any.
That's a great pitch.
All right, I'm gonna go a little bit in the back. Maybe someone will say Bethany Frankel. Okay, name in person.
Sean, and I knocked doors for Pete in 2020, but I want AOC to run this time.
Oh,
thanks.
Wow.
AOC.
Just a shivving Pete on the way to the AOC. Yeah, okay.
One more AOC.
All right, we have probably time for one more.
All right.
Name and who you want to run for.
My name's David. I hope Cory Booker runs again.
Booker.
Cory Booker. There we go.
Tell Adisu.
On the board.
Okay, one more.
One more.
I'm Lindsay Moran, and I want J.D. Pritzker to run.
Pritzker!
I like the guys.
We'll say this again. All I want is to go for an insane meal with J.B. Pritzker, and at the end of it, for him to be like, you did eat a lot.
When Tommy and I interviewed him...
We're going to Vegas.
When Tommy and I interviewed him at the convention, he told us... I think this was on the podcast.
Maybe it was.
Okay, good. That, I mean, I don't think he would care if we showed this, but that he had just finished a steakhouse crawl.
You just don't understand how much that means to me.
Was the crawl part literal?
Yeah, no, they went from steakhouse to steakhouse.
Like a bar crawl, but like just eating meats at every location.
In Chicago, a place not exactly known for small portions.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. We need some hedonism on our side.
And I think they did, I think they might have paired it with bourbon.
Yeah, that's true. They did.
Even better. Also, didn't he win like a $1.4 million?
That's what I was saying.
Oh, Elijah.
Take him to Vegas.
I'm all over this.
We gotta go gambling with J.B. Pritzker.
I want to hit
the fucking tables.
And you know what?
Like, I love a winner. JB?
He donated it to charity, too.
I know. What a fucking pussy.
Under duress.
The best part is,
you can
keep the money. You won it. According to the IRS, he's only won and never lost. So it's cool.
That's right. That's
you could see in his face, he was so annoyed about giving it to charity. He was so stoked about winning. He was like, yeah, I did.
So annoyed. That's couch cushion money to him.
Mm. I know. But still, winning feels great.
But if you lose, you give the money to the casino, but you win, you give it to charity. It's like, I mean, I know it's like good, but...
I know.
But where's the thrill?
No.
Where's the thrill?
All right, should we call it? Should we just say, how about this? Only Pete voters and only Andy Beshear voters stick your hands up, and then the next one wins the Crooked Con straw poll. We see there's a hand over there. And that's, you know, that's the tie. Someone asked.
Wait, I feel like you have to call it a little more clearly
what
there.
What the fuck kind of thing is this?
That's the that's the most confusing explanation I've ever heard.
I'm throwing things out. I see we're at the zero.
Okay. Elijah runs polling for Trafalgar.
Yeah. Is your number one candidate
that's a joke
in 2028 Pete Buttigieg?
Okay.
Is your number one candidate Beshear? You doing Beshear?
Is it J.B. Pritzker after you learn about the steakhouse crawl?
Oh, there we go.
He should fucking thank us. We really.
Is it AOC? Is it Anderson Clayton?
Chris Murphy?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are we missing?
Gavin?
Yeah.
Is it Gavin Newsom?
Lena Khan, Dan.
Dan, we got a Dan. Dan getting some love.
Dan.
Yes.
Dan.
Dan.
Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan. Dan.
We got our winner. The winner of the Crooked Con 2020-25 straw poll is Dan Pfeiffer.
That will wrap up. Yes, we Dan. Yes, we Dan. Yes, we Dan.
We have the slogan.
Yes, we Dan.
That'll wrap up Terminally Online, live at Crooked Con. Thank you all for coming to Terminally Online. Thank you for coming to Crooked Con.
Thanks for listening. You can sign up for Friends of the Pod now at crooked.com/friends to get 25% off an annual subscription during our Black Friday sale. Do it. Please. Now. You've waited long enough. And we'll see y'all on Tuesday.
The country feels like it's falling apart right before our eyes, and the people inside it are being silenced.
So we're going to East 26th Street and Nicolette Avenue, which is where Alex Preddy was executed by ICE and Border Patrol.
That is not a headline. That is a human life, and it is all happening right now.
Do you worry about your own safety being involved in all this?
Yes, but it doesn't really feel like there's another option, you know?
And of course they use a 5-year-old child as bait. And of course they're doing all these horrible, bad things because they don't know what they're doing. They've been told that they're going to get rid of the worst, then they have absolute immunity. And they've been told that nothing they do will they ever be held accountable for.
On my show, Runaway Country, we go where the headlines hit home, from communities under threat to the people fighting to be heard. New episodes of Runaway Country drop every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or watch on YouTube.